Blog Talk Radio.
I don't think you're near enough. I get too familiar with your love. Lord, forgive me for missing the little things you've done. How you gave me 12 notes and the breath in my lungs, and I'm gonna praise you with this one. Every good thing in my life comes down from the Father of lies. It comes down from the Father, down from the Father, down from the Father of lies. All the best things in this world money just can't buy, they come down from the Father, down from the Father, down from the Father of lies.
Amen, amen. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Jeannie, and I just want to welcome each and every one. I hope you've had a beautiful week. I hope you have felt close to the Lord and that you have felt his love embracing you all week long. I want to talk a little bit tonight about offense. I think that's something everybody that ever lives deals with from time to time, is getting offended. And I think there can be different things behind it. We can feel betrayed. Certainly that goes on. We can feel that people have been unfair to us. Sometimes there can actually be jealousy that will cause offense. And sometimes the worst is when we feel like that we're innocent and that we've not done anything to deserve it, and yet get treated wrong by others or lied about, things like that. Maybe they try to turn other people against you. And offense is something that we have to deal with throughout our life. Every time I think about offense, I'm always reminded of a word that I heard Kenneth Copeland say. Oh, it's been a number of years back now, but it really rang with my heart as a true word. I thought, uh-huh. And it was this. He said, I cannot afford to get offended because I must protect the anointing that's on my life. That was profound to me. I thought, I've never heard a truer statement. Because offense will absolutely hinder the flow of God in your life. It can hinder blessings. It can delay blessings. It certainly can interrupt relationships and cause disruptions and problems and even destroy relationships. But it can really hinder our ability to hear the Lord, and just the emotions behind it. You know, bad emotions will release bad chemicals in our body. But I think, too, when we're offended, as Christians, we know that we're not supposed to be. And so maybe it causes us to feel like God doesn't hear it as much. It would cause a feeling of guilt, of like, well, I shouldn't get offended. God doesn't like that sort of thing. I'm going to read this. And this is just some scriptures that are put together. It says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Well, as I said, offense can stem from a number of different things. But all of those, envy, jealousy, anger, all of that can play a part. You know, last week, I think it was Thursday. Actually, it was Wednesday and Thursday, but I only went Thursday. There's an evangelist that about usually only once a year he comes to this area. And I really enjoy him. He's from Canada. And I've only been around one other Canadian preacher. And I don't know if they're all this way. They seem to be very non-religious. Both of the ones I know, they're liable to show up for the meeting in blue jeans, old T-shirts, and do-rags on their head. And they're just very down to earth and kind of where the rubber meets the road kind of guys. But this one, you know, it took me, I've been going to his meetings. Like, so he only comes like once a year, and I've been going for 5 or 6 years when he does come down. He comes down from Canada. And at first I was like, I didn't know how to take him because he was so different than anyone I'd ever been around. And finally I was like, maybe this is just Canadians. I don't know. But I did recognize the Spirit of God on his life and a real truth of God in him, you know, just in the power of God on his life. So it's like, okay, I may not understand some of the talk or some of the dress or this and that. And I really, honestly, I don't care about dress. It's just different. But anyhow, last week he came and Thursday I went to the meeting, and it was wonderful. I absolutely loved it. Got a wonderful, beautiful word of the Lord from him. And the worship was just, I could have just listened to it all night long. It was I won't say, I don't know, they were probably in their 60s, a man, late, maybe 60s, early 60s, a man and a wife. He played the guitar and they sang together, and it was just heavenly. I just loved it, enjoyed every second of it. But in talking about offense, last year, this same prophet came down, and of course, I was living in Kilroy at that time. And like I said, he only comes once a year, so, you know, I'd have one time a year, you know, if I only made one meeting, because he usually would only come down for usually 2 days. But anyhow, last year I had driven, at that time it was over an hour to get to the meeting. And see, I had expectation. Boy, that expectation sometimes, it'll get us in a mess. And because we'll have expectation, and if people don't do what we expect or our expectations are met, sometimes we get offended. And I have to say, last year I did. But I had gone to the meeting and really expected to receive a word of the Lord. The meetings I had been in previous, because there usually wouldn't be a lot of people there. They don't really advertise it a whole lot. I mean, there might be 30 to 50 people there, not a lot. Maybe 60 at the very most. So they're small meetings, not advertised a whole bunch. And I had gone to the meeting. Really expected to get a word of the Lord, and always love getting a word from people that don't know me a whole lot personally. That's just always fun, you know, if they don't really know your background and things like that. So I had, like I said, I had driven over an hour to the meeting and put a decent offering, you know, in. I think I put $100 or something like that in the offering plate. And just really towards the end of the meeting, when he would begin to minister to people, you know, a lot of times they just let people line up, you know, and they'd go down the line and things like that and be ministered to. And anyhow, last year, when he came to me, he just said, you get lots of words, and kind of moved on. Just said, you know, God bless you. You get lots of words, you know, not you mean a word or not. And I'll be honest, it offended me. And I thought, what? I drove over an hour to get here, and I put $100 in the offering plate. And how do you know if I get a lot of words or not? Which, to be honest, I do. You know, being a part of PGN, I do get prophesied to a lot. Now, he must have just known it by the Spirit, because he certainly didn't know it in the natural. But I left there, and I was like, I might not go back to his meetings. I'm telling on myself here tonight. But, you know, it offended me. And then later I thought, you know, no, it wasn't that night. I mean, it was days later. I was like, Lord, that's wrong of me to get offended. Lord, you give me words. You encourage me all the time. You know, Randy and Tanisha and just this one and that one, you know, and I'm thinking, Lord. And, of course, you know, I occasionally go to meetings around here, not as much as I used to, but at any rate, I thought, Lord, you know, there's literally hundreds of words on my computer that I have gotten over the last 10, 15 years, and even back when I was a child. So I'm the last person that could be upset about that. But anyhow, this year, last Thursday when I went, I had my mind made up, and I thought, Lord, I am not going to let one thing rock my boat. I'm not going to get offended at nothing. I don't care what happens. I'm going to just enjoy you. And I had my grit on. I was like, I'm not going to let the devil mess with me in any way. I'm not going to let my own mind mess with me anyway. I'm going to enjoy it. And of course, the worship, I got there a little bit early so I could get a decent parking spot. And because I drive a dirty truck, and sometimes it can be a little hard to park in these small parking lots. But anyhow, I got there and they were practicing, and it was just, my heart just reaches out to good praise and worship. It just speaks to my heart. It just speaks to my soul, and I just can get lost in it. So anyhow, I was listening to that, and to be honest, by the time the service really, before the evangelist ever stood up, I had already been to church, so to speak. It was like, Lord, this is so beautiful, and you've so ministered to my heart, and I felt so encouraged, and I was like, Lord, I don't care if he ministers to me or not. I have been in your presence, and I have enjoyed every second of this. And then he got up, and of course, a lot of his teaching is giving testimony about things, because he travels all over the world. And it was very encouraging, and just right on and talking, you know, him talking about basically loving people that are not easy to love, and just various things. And it was a beautiful message, just a beautiful message. I just sucked up every minute of it. But I still, you know, as he got ready to minister to people, I was like, Lord, if you have a word you want to give me, I would love it. But if you don't, I am perfectly fine, God. But see, I had my mind made up. It's like, I'm not going to be offended regardless. And anyhow, before the service was over, he did come and he says, have I prayed for you? And I said, no. And he gave me a beautiful word that was just so from the Lord, things that I knew that he had no idea about. And I have rejoiced the whole time. I mean, ever since then, I've just rejoiced at what the Lord said and the Lord done. But I also realized that when you know, like before, when I went in with that expectation, sometimes the Lord will let things happen to kind of rock your boat to see, not that that was a big thing, but I mean, he'll let things not go our way sometimes to see how we respond and to see, are we going to walk in love? Are we going to get offended? You know, are we going to get our feelings hurt if something doesn't go the same way that we're used to? Because we can sure get into the, you know, that, well, this is the way they always do it. And if something goes a little different, well, it's like, well, what happened? I know how we are. I've been there, done that. But, you know, I was thinking today, and I know everybody talks about Joseph a lot. I was like, you know, I can't imagine the level of gratitude to God and understanding that Joseph had when his brothers, you know, threw him in the pit, first plotted to kill him till the one brother talked him out of it, then sold him into slavery. He ends up in prison 13 years. 13 years, y'all, of his life gone. Separated from his dad. You know, taken away from his father and his little brother that he loved so much. I guess his mom was already dead, but you know, that's a long time. That's a lot of your life snatched away from you because of jealous brothers. You know, and some say, well, he brought it on himself. You know, he was a teenager. He walked in the understanding he had. And yeah, if he'd have had a little wisdom, maybe he'd kept his mouth shut. But he was a kid. He was a kid. And, you know, how many of us don't make mistakes even as adults, but much less when we were 16, 17 years old. And his, you know, even after, you know, he had the understanding that God let that happen to get him in the place he wanted him. But see, at any time, he had free will. At any time, he could have copped the wrong attitude about it and shut it all down. Could have stopped his blessings, could have stopped his growth. Could have stopped the things that God wanted to do. But he continued to thank God and to ask the Lord, you know he had to ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding of what was going on because he understood after he got the favor of Pharaoh and was raised up. He understood that God had put him there for that. So whether he asked God for it or not, and I personally believe he did, but God gave it to him. But yet when his brothers showed up, oh, Lordy, how many of us wouldn't go, there they are, the ones that threw me in the pit, sold me into slavery. I've lost 13 years of my life, haven't seen my dad, don't even know if my dad's still alive. Can you imagine how hard it would be to not be offended? And yet he told them, you know, you didn't do this, God did this. Because God had a purpose behind it. But that's amazing. You talk about having an opportunity to be offended. Goodness. But he's let the love of God and the maturity of God flow in his life. You know, and his brothers didn't really believe it all. I mean, they had the the guilt and the shame of knowing what they did. So, you know, they still had some fear about it all. They didn't really buy into all of it. But see, that wasn't his fault. Joseph extended love. He extended forgiveness and even went so far as to explain to him, God did this. Y'all think you did this, but God did this. God had a purpose in this. God was preserving a people, and he used y'all. Amazing, huh? You know, sometimes we go through things that, and I went through some of this, that, you know, maybe people try to cheat you out of inheritance, or like Randy's given the story of the man that stole, I don't know, $5,000 from him in some business deal or stuff. You know, we can feel like we have suffered loss because of others, and it can open a door to offense. But you know, the thing that God has really spoke to my heart in all of that is, well, I'll put it this way. You know, if you have $1 million and somebody comes steals 10 bucks from you, you're not going to be too worried about it. You're like, you know, you can have it. I've got $1 million in the bank. Only that $10 isn't anything. You must really need it. Take it. You know, and that's how we are with God. Someone may steal part of your inheritance. They may, like Randy, steal from you in a business deal. They may sell you a car that they know is a lemon that, you know, you can't get your money, you know, that it's messed you up on all of that. But when we really know that we're blessed of God, see, I think when we don't get offended, I think that opens the door for the blessings of the Lord just to flow to us all the more. When we know we're blessed, then even if someone steals from us, even if someone lies about us, even if someone, you know, tries to make us look bad to others and things like that, when we know how much we're loved, and we know we have the favor of God and the blessing of God on our life, that stuff can't hang on to you. It can't attach to you when we keep that mindset of, you know, you may steal from me, but God's going to bless me all the more because he loves me. And not look at them belittling, you know, not like looking down on someone like, well, God's going to bless me, but blah, blah, blah. No, just with a heart of release, of just releasing them and saying, you know, God bless you. God help you. God, may God, his love and his light shine in your heart. But I'm going to be blessed anyhow because I'm his, and that we're able just to turn those things loose and just rest in God and in his love and knowing that, you know, and the word does say if the enemy's, you know, the enemy's caught, he has to repay seven times. There's many, many scriptures about recovery. There's many scriptures, and I've prayed them. I've stood on them. But bottom line is I know God loves me and God blesses me. Blesses me when I don't deserve it, which none of us do. But I believe that, you know, when we're shorted in one place, I believe that the Lord makes it up so many, many times. So many times. But he'll give us, he'll, you know, he allows those opportunities to come. You know, will we have a right heart? Will we turn away from offense? Will we turn away from our own ideas and just embrace the love of God and the thankfulness of God, and just rely on him? Anyhow, a lot to digest, and, you know, I don't know if you guys, I bet you do, reflect on things like that. You know, sit in, you know, sometimes I'll sit and mull things over and really think about, you know, what pleases God.
and what the word means. Because that's the ones of us that belong to the Lord. That's what we want, is to please God. And those things like jealousy or anger or wrath, offense, anything that stops up that flow, I don't want no part of it. No part of it. And I know you guys don't either. We love, love, love having that peace of God and that presence of God and the Spirit of God just flowing freely in our lives. Amen. Well, I'm going to play another song, write down the rest of these phone numbers. I got some of them written down because several of y'all were already on when I logged on the program. But write down the rest of them, and then we'll start to take callers.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord, for your love, your precious love. Father, I thank you for each and every one on here tonight. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing over their lives, a blessing to their hearts. And, Lord, Lord, I just thank you for breakthrough, for wisdom, for financial breakthrough in their lives, Lord, for Father, for answering their prayers, Lord, and for catapulting them forward, Lord, into destiny and calling and purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, let's start here. My first caller here is 989-828-989. How is Jennifer tonight?
Hey, Jeannie, I wasn't expecting to get on so soon, but I have to
You're the first one in line.
Wow. Wow.
Well, how are you doing?
I am blessed. Oh, I am. I tell you, I've been struggling. I've really been struggling, but over the last few days, the Lord has just been pouring out his love on me. So I am just super excited to be here tonight and see what he has to say.
Oh, so. Awesome, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I've thought about Greg in the last week, too, because I hadn't talked to him since he got his report back and such as that. So he's been in my heart. I've thought about it.
Yeah, it was a great report. Great report.
That's totally what I expected, but he has been on my heart. And I was waiting to hear that because that's only totally what I expected. Good, good, good. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yeah, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And Father, I thank you for the flow of God in her life. Lord, I thank you for the thankfulness that's in her heart. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. There's, I'm going to paint you a picture here. My husband, he worked for a number of years. He retired from the oil field here in East Texas. And, you know, the oil field is full of creeks, and when the oil, you know, oil, or theirs was more of the salt water they dealt with, salt water to get in the creeks. Anyhow, some of those creeks and the flow of those creeks, particularly down in some of the Sabine River bottoms and things like that, they would have problems with beavers. And the biggest problem with the beavers, you know, the beavers, they'd go in there and they would cut trees and they'd block up the creeks. But the main thing is when they would block up the creeks, then it would cause the water to flood back on properties. It might flood in areas where they had tanks and things like that, you know, so it was a constant battle. You know, they would take dynamite and go in there and would blow up some of the beaver dams. Sometimes they would even hire people to trap beaver and maybe move them or shoot them or whatever. But it was like trying to keep that flow, trying to keep that water flow. And then, you know, they said sometimes those dams that they would blow them up and it would seem like almost overnight that the beaver would build those dams back. And it wasn't always that the beaver themselves, that didn't really have anything against beavers, but it was the effects of it, how that it would stop the flow further down or how it would back the water up on property that wasn't supposed to have water on it. That's a little bit what I'm saying is like, you love that flow of God in your life. You love that. We all do. You love, and God, he loves that flow. But I see, where at times, and it can be just the cares of life, it can be things that are going on in life. It's like I see at times that you feel like you're constantly trying to blow a dam up. That at times it's like, okay, I feel rested, I feel at peace, I feel the flow of God, just that uninterrupted flow, and it feels so good. But it seems like that I see you like often trying to tear obstructions out of the way or tear the sticks out of the way so that you may almost at times feel like I'm constantly trying to straighten something out. I'm constantly trying to move these obstacles that interrupt my flow, that maybe just interrupt your peace or interrupt that rest in your life. You know, and we can feel that way sometimes. It's like, okay, everything feels so good. And then something else will happen, and it'll feel like that our flow has been blocked some. And then we'll worship God and get that flow back again to where we feel like, okay, big sigh of relief, good rest, good night's sleep. And there's something. And it seems like that as I look, I see that you're pretty you might feel like you're pretty often having to unblock that flow. That and it's not that you're not hearing God or God's not. It's not that. It's just that peace and that rest that goes with that. That sometimes we feel like, okay, got it. Thank God, it's been blocked again. Okay, got it back. So Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, that as Jennifer is just worshiping you and loving you, God, Lord, that you are the one. You are the one, Lord, that removes the obstacles and the hindrances. And Father, as we keep our mind on you, as we just give you our all and know that you are the one that makes the way where no one else can make a way, and that your word says that you are the one that make the crooked places straight. And Jennifer, I just see you more and more resting in God. And I know you've walked that path a lot of resting in God and trusting in God when you didn't know how things were going to work out, when you didn't know where provision was coming from, when trusting God and loving on God when you were in pain and various other things. But I just see an easier flow coming, so that maybe you don't feel like you're always removing hindrances or always getting the sticks out of the way, that you're always trying to fix that, remove everything, you know, remove the things in it so that the flow just feels continual. You know, as some people would say, easy sailing, smooth sailing, smooth sailing. You know, we were looking for those times of smooth sailing, that we don't feel like we're in rough waters or in the rapids or in the middle of a storm all the time, but just some smooth sailing. And I just see that coming to your life more in a greater measure. Do we ever get there where it's always smooth sailing? No, you know that. It just doesn't happen. We're always going to have challenges and things, but we go through seasons sometimes to where we feel like we're in rough waters quite a bit, that we're struggling on and off and on and off and on and off. And I just see the Lord doing it, because sometimes we can feel like, I've got to make this happen. I've got to get peace. And it's really the more we just press into God, the more we just love on him and just turn things loose to God, the more his peace comes. You know, I have found that when my peace is disturbed, that pulling aside just in worship and just putting my mind on God and taking my mind off of whatever's going on sometimes is the only way that I really get peace in my soul, peace in my heart. But anyhow, I just see a greater flow coming in your life, and more of it, so that it's that you have those periods, longer periods and easier periods of just the rivers of God flowing in your life, to where you're not feeling like you're being challenged quite so often. So Lord, I thank you for Jennifer. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is to the body of Christ, and the blessing she is to me, Lord, the blessing she is, Lord, to those that she has yet to even meet, that, Lord, that you have already destined her to be a blessing to them. And, Lord, I thank you for that flow of peace, that flow of blessing, that flow of rest in her life, and that flow of things coming to her, God, the promises of God being fulfilled, and the desire of God, the healing of God, Lord, things flowing to her, Lord, that she has waited for a long time, that she has prayed for much. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, I'm blown away. Normally I sit here on my bed with my back to the headboard, and, you know, I face my bedroom door, but tonight I am laying on my belly and looking the opposite way, and I'm actually staring at a prophetic painting that was done for me about 5 years ago. And mm-hmm. it's It is a painting of Jesus with me at the bottom of a waterfall, and there has been a blockage in the waterfall, and these angels are removing the boulders that's been blocking the flow of water. And
wow.
when God was wooing me, there was a special place I used to go, and it was a humongous rock in the middle of a stream. That was kind of our meeting place. And what you described, it was a little waterfall in front of this rock, and it was all blocked with twigs and leaves and sticks. And I would return to that space, you know, time and time again. And I was always asking him, Lord, when is the water going to flow? You know, and I just kept watching and watching and watching. And then, of course, I moved and I couldn't go back there. But what you described, I mean, it really encouraged my heart. I know he's speaking, and he's been lavishing his love on me and just bringing me back to that intimate place again and through this word tonight. You know, he's bringing me back. That was kind of the beginning of where he really started to woo me. So, you know, through your word tonight, that's what he's done.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
thank
you're
you,
more
Lord.
Than welcome, pretty. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
God is good.
Oh, he is.
I love the visuals that God gives us, because for most of us, we can keep it in our hearts longer when we have visuals, but it just makes it so much easier to see and understand too. I just love how God does that.
Well, even when you opened up the word tonight, you said, I want to paint you a picture. And before I got on the line tonight, I was scrolling through Facebook, and it just popped up. It was she's a prophetic artist, but she was worshiping while painting, you know. And, you know, we've talked about the painting, and unfortunately I've been so distracted, I really haven't picked up the paintbrush. But I just felt him in my spirit, you know, pick the paintbrush back up. So when you opened it with that, you know, even that really spoke to me.
Awesome.
So,
that's so cool.
Yeah. He's so wonderful. I thank you, and I bless you, and bless everyone who's listening. And I'm just so encouraged. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, sweetie. And tell Greg that I said congratulations on his good report.
I will. I will do that.
All right. God bless you, hon. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to you again.
Okay. Good night.
205-531. How's Julia May tonight?
Just fine.
Good. You sound good. Your voice sounds good and strong tonight. Well, is things going well with you?
Yes, that sounds fine.
Okay. Well, Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for the faithful servant of God that she is. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for providing for her, Lord, every need met. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the favor of God on her life. Lord, and I thank you for the rewards of God coming forth in her life, Lord, that you are a God that rewards, Lord. You reward our faithfulness, Lord. You reward our commitment and our willingness. As the word says, if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for opening up the good of the land to Julia May, Lord, that she may eat to her fill, Lord, all of the blessings and the goodness and the provision of God, Lord, because she is willing and because she is obedient. And Father, I thank you for using her for a voice to others, a voice of wisdom, a voice of encouragement, even a voice of counsel. Julia May, I have to say tonight, even before I logged on, when I would see your phone number, of course, most of you guys, a lot of you guys, I know your numbers now, and I recognize them when I see them. When I would see your number, I kept seeing you sitting in a chair with a woman sitting across from you, like a little table, and you counseling this lady. I don't know if this is a, if this is representative of many people that you were counsel or if this is just a particular lady. But as I saw it, the way I saw you counseling this particular lady, middle-aged, I would say just middle-aged lady. But, you know, in my heart, I sense God really using you in a like a one-on-one situation like that many times. I know he uses you in group situations, but God using you is like a counselor, like a Christian counselor at times with people.
Mm-hmm.
That they can sit down in a private, intimate, no one else involved, in really using you to share your heart and to share the word of God with people, that the Lord may use you to give prophetic words as well. But I see God really using you to help people that are needing, are needing just to sit down and share. They're needing to pour out their heart. They're needing someone that has the wisdom of God. And in the case of many times that you've been there, done that in situations, and it being very, very important for them. I mean, in some of them's case, it may be, it might be the difference in failure, you know, in victory and defeat in their life, of really having someone like you to sit down and talk with them and give them the word of God and encourage them, pray over them, speak to them what God says in your heart to, for them. But anyhow, like I said, every time I would see your number, I would see you sitting with another lady sitting like facing you, like, you know, like a dining table or something, like dining room chairs. And you talking to this individual. So this may be something that you do quite a lot. It may be something you're already doing, or it may be something that you're going to do. But I just see it really being very important. A very important thing. People need that. And to be honest, individuals that people can sit down with and share with and feel safe with them, you know, feel safe to share their heart or what's going on in their lives, they're pretty rare. I mean, it's pretty rare to have people like that that you can trust, that will really care enough to sit down and listen to you and pray with you and have the wisdom of the Lord in their hearts. So, anyhow, that's what I see God doing with you. I don't know if is that something that you are doing now or some.
In some way, a lot of time I do talk to people, you know, and I try to tell them, you know, I talk from experience and biblical or not, you know, just my opinion. Because a lot of times they'll say, you know, we ask you because you know we knew you give us the truth, you know, what, like my son will tell me, he said, I know when I ask you something, you're going to tell me, you know, what I'm supposed to do, not what you want me to do, biblical form. So, you know, I do that. And so, you know, even with high school, they told me that. So we talked to you, Judy, because you give it to us straight. I swear, I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. They said, no, we know you ain't going to sugarcoat it.
And that needs to be. But you know, the way I'm seeing it is it's really like God using you in a gift of counsel. And like I said, the way I'm seeing it is this, you know, what I was actually seeing was like another lady, middle-aged type lady, maybe. And you really counseling like, you know, the counsel of God with her and God, you know, in an intimate, you know, like in your kitchen or something like that. Or maybe their kitchen. I don't know. But I saw God use
it. Might be there. I talk to my cousin a lot, so I'm thinking she'll ask some stuff. She said, you know, you have more wisdom in the Bible, know the Bible more than I do. And so I can see it would be her.
And God may use you in that way a lot in the future. Right. So it's something to be aware of. Yeah, it's something to be aware of that you know, that you've got a calling on your life. To do that, because sometimes we can just think, "Oh, I'm willing to talk to people and tell them what I think," but that's a little different, really, than there really being a call of God, a gift for counsel in your life, and godly wisdom flowing from you to people. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Julia May, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for her heart to see other people succeed and to see people. Walk the path of God and walk the path of wisdom in their life. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for her heart to share and her heart, Lord, to be unselfish with her time, because it is time consuming to sit down with other people and and give them an opportunity to talk and give them an opportunity to share their heart, Lord, and even dry their tears or just pray comfort over them, Lord. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for a beautiful anointing to do that. And Lord, I just thank you for Julia May's heart, Lord, to care for others and that nurturing heart, Lord, that nurturing spirit that she has. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for reward for Julia May. And Lord, for abundance and favor in her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, amen. Is there anything in particular, sweetie, you were wanting prayer about?
I want to pray for my coworker that I work, the teacher in the class I work with. Unfortunately, she had a seizure Friday, and she wasn't responsive, and she was in a coma, and they did a procedure like they froze her brain to keep the brain from swelling. Yeah, I never heard of it, but I read up on it. They're trying to slow down the brain activity because it would send a, you know, cause inflammation. But today, thank God, they warmed her back up, and she did open her eyes and squeeze her daughter's hand. So ask some prayer for her.
Okay, goodness. Father, we just come in agreement, Father, for this co-worker, and Lord, we just speak the healing power of God over her, Lord. Lord, your word says, by your stripes we were healed. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that her well-being, her healing, Lord, is in your heart. Jesus paid a tremendous, great price for us to walk in health and healing. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for even the prayers of Julia May, Lord, being answered, her love towards this coworker, her care towards this coworker. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for a continued improvement, Lord, that her brain began to respond fully, Lord, the way that she was created to. Lord, that there will be no loss of memory, that there will be no loss of function in her body as far as her legs or limbs or, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for even all the muscles in her face to work as they did before. And, Lord, we just thank you for, Lord, helping the doctors to find what would be the key to this, what would be maybe if they can find a reason behind it, whatever would cause a seizure, Lord, and that there be a cure, Lord, that there be an answer to it so that this can be fixed, Lord. But we just speak the healing God, power of God over this lady, Lord, that she will walk in health and that she will recover fully. Recover fully in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, okay. Girl, good talking with you, and you have a blessed week.
Okay, you too. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. 910-709.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, girl. How are you doing tonight?
All right. And you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just sit here and accidentally knock the microphone over. Oh, well.
Oh.
But anyhow, you've been doing good all week?
Struggling a little tired. But it's okay.
Yeah, you sound a little tired. I can hear it in your voice a little bit.
Yes, I was resting today. Well, I went out earlier, and then I came back in and decided to rest up for my 2 days of school. So that's a little tax, and yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for her dedication. Lord, that she has put her hand to the plow, and she'll not look back. Father, I thank you, Lord, Lord, how you're undergirding her, and Lord, how that you are even adding to her, Father. Lord, that Sylvia, it's almost like I say, like God putting His hands over your hands and strengthening you in that way. That sometimes, like when we might feel a little weary, might feel a little bit like, you know, I'm not sure I have it in me to quite. You know, like as the plow is to plow this, I don't know if I have it in me to plow this whole field. It's like I could just see the Lord like standing behind you and reaching around you, you know, kind of how we'll do with little children and putting His hands right there with your hands and pressing so that he's taking much of the load, you know, off for you. You know, we do that with little kids. They'll go to pick something up, and those little, particular little boys, you know, they'll think they're so strong, and mom or dad might be reached up right ahead of them, you know, to pick it up, and mom and dad are actually doing most of the load, but that little one, they're like, yeah, I can lift this, you know, but mom or dad's actually the one that's got the most of the weight there. And I can see the Father doing that with you, that when you feel a little like weary, you feel a little like, I'm not sure I can get to the end of this row with this plow, and him putting his hands with your hands and him pushing and saying, oh, sweetie, I've got you. I've got this. And him taking much of the load himself, just like a parent does a little kid. You know, and the word says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. And the Lord lightening some of your load. Lightening some of your load, because he's, you know, we still keep our hands on the plow. We're still obedient to keep going. But see, he lightens that load. And just what I sense is the Lord lightening your load, him taking most of the load, and your load feeling lighter. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Sylvia. Lord, I thank you, Father, for blessing her mind and her memory and her recall, Father. Lord, that she would feel like she would have supernatural recall, Lord. That, Lord, when she's trying to think, when she's trying to remember, like, her lessons, she's trying to remember things, she's trying to remember what she studied, remember, Father, that you bringing it to her. And giving her that recall, Lord, that she needs, that recall that sometimes she's, and we all do that, sometimes we're grasping, trying to remember, it's like, okay, what was that, you know, and I do that all the time anymore at my age, and God bringing things to your remembrance, God just stepping in and bringing it to you. And Lord, I just thank you for using Sylvia, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for rewarding her, Father. I thank you, and I would say that you're in a season. It's like I felt that compulsion to say you're in a season of reward. You're in a season of reward. That you're going to see, bit by bit, you're going to see reward coming to you, blessings coming to you, the things coming together for you that you're going to know. It's the reward of the Lord for your faithfulness, for your dedication, for your willingness, obedience. For you just pressing on, even when sometimes it felt like it was all but impossible to press on, but that you are entering, my feeling is that you have already entered a season of reward, but I think you're going to see it bit by bit, that you're going to see reward and know that it's from the Lord. So, Father, I just thank you for Sylvia, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for lightening her load, and I thank you, Lord, for giving her supernatural rest, supernatural favor, Lord, and supernatural recall, Lord, that when she is grasping to recall something, Lord, that it's suddenly just going to be there. It's just suddenly going to be there, and she's going to know. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord.
God is good. You know, God is good.
Yes, and I feel everything about the plow. Cause some days are a little rougher than the others, but it seems like all of a sudden I can feel the like a relief, and then it's like a period, and then I like push through it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do feel it during the course of the week. But what I was going to ask you to pray for, you've already done it.
Okay. Well, God
knows.
Already
done it.
God knows.
Yes, he does.
Sure. He is so good.
I thank you for praying. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. You're more than welcome, and you have a blessed week, and I look forward to talking to you the next time.
Okay, you as well. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
At 903-918.
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Let me get a drink of water right quick. All right. Father, I thank you for Michelle, Lord, and I thank you, Father, for her kind heart, Lord, her receptive heart, Lord, that she has a receptive heart. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for confirming to Michelle, Lord, when she's hearing from you. Michelle, what I'm getting is like you have a heart to receive. You have a heart that you're receptive to the, many times you're receptive to the words of others. You're receptive, and not always can we do that. It's wonderful to have a heart to receive. It's a wonderful to have a teachable heart, and that's what I get. It's like, you know, you have a desire to have a teachable heart and to be taught to receive blessing. But what I sense is that is trying to put it right is God, that God giving you wisdom. You know, there have been times, years in past, that people said things that seemed good, but I knew it wasn't God. We don't always recognize, you know, particularly as we're learning, we don't always recognize what God, people can say things and you think, oh, that sounds, you know, that sounds right, because particularly if it's someone maybe that's older than us or someone that's been a Christian longer than us. And, you know, I used to be really bad about that. I think, oh, goodness, they've been preaching for 30 years. Who am I to question what they would say? And I just see the Lord really giving you the wisdom of the Lord that you will be able to recognize, because sometimes people can say things over us or to us that comes from issues that are in their own heart. I'm trying to decide whether to give examples and stuff, because I could certainly do it. But I remember, well, I'm gonna paint you a picture. A number of years ago, there was a little church we were in, and it was pastored by a lady. Her husband had been killed in a car wreck. And it started out really good, but it got kind of strange. Anyhow, several of us had gone down to Houston, I think it was, to a big conference. Had James Gall and Sid Roth and just several ones in it. Just a wonderful conference. And had gone down there, and it was like a 3-day, I think we were there about 3 days, and I had really soaked in the anointing of the Lord. I had really just soaked in his presence during that time, and had just soaked up being with God and worshiping, and, you know, I was full. When we left, we got back home, I was full of, like, the presence of God and the Spirit of the Lord. I was full. And so the ones of us that had gone during the next meeting, this lady, she wanted all of us that had gone to the meeting to pray over people that had not gone in the church. Okay. Now I was a bit younger than I am now. And anyhow, as we began to pray over people, you know, and so I was laying hands on them, there had been one or like two different people. Anyhow, as I started to pray for people, people began to be slain in the spirit. If you're not familiar with that, you know, it's like they fall under the power of God. But anyhow, I had prayed for a couple of different ones, and they said, you know, and they were slain in the spirit. And anyhow, this lady, she stepped up and she said, oh, you're moving in my anointing. In my anointing. And see, I knew immediately that was not right. God doesn't cause us to move in somebody else's anointing. I knew that I had soaked in the presence of God, and whatever God was doing through me, for one thing, it was all God. It wasn't somebody's, it wasn't a person's anointing. It was God reaching out and touching people, and I was just being obedient to pray for them. But see, I knew when it was said that it was something in that person's heart, a pride or a, maybe feeling whatever, you know, feeling that someone wasn't, I don't know, you know, maybe she thought, you know, that maybe that shouldn't be happening. I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly. But anyhow, I knew that was an issue of hers, and it was not a word from God. I was like, no, this is the Lord moving, and God is touching people because God wants to. And so I just see the Lord using you, working in you to help you really discern. You have a beautiful heart to learn. You have a beautiful heart to be teachable. But God really giving you wisdom from God and that discernment so that you don't digest everything that's maybe said to you from others, because sometimes even not everybody is for us, you know. What's that saying? Not everybody that's in our circle is on our side. I'll put it that way. So we can sometimes, if we understand, and it's not to be offended at anybody, not to have anything against anybody or anything like that. It's just to understand that maybe sometimes people are speaking out of their own heart or their own spirit, or maybe they've got some issues, that some places in their life that they need a healing from the Lord. And so have confidence in the Spirit of God that's in you, that when something comes to you, when someone speaks something to you or over you that's not really of God, that your heart will recognize it and say, oh, that's, you know, not to, you know, you don't have to call them on the carpet about it. You don't have to, you know, do any of that. You can just in your heart say, oh, I know that's not God. So I hope I'm making sense to you tonight.
Yes, you are. You are so, the Spirit of God is so on point. Because suddenly somebody said something negative to me, and I know it wasn't God, and I just say quietly to myself, I break that word curse off of me, because that's not who I am. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, God. And so when you say confirmation, it's confirmation.
Okay. Well, praise God. Well, I just see the Lord really, you know, and he obviously is doing it, just really giving you a discerning and an understanding in your heart that we learn when we can receive something and digest it and when not to. And I just see God really doing that in your life. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as we learn that and we walk in that and learn how to kind of deal with those situations, like a lot of times we just quietly, you know, just move on and just say, I don't, you know. And sometimes you might have to say, I can't receive that. But even then, we would do it in a gracious way. But we can save ourselves a lot of heartache and a lot of confusion just by asking the Lord for that discernment, that understanding, and God helping us with it. So thank you, Jesus, Lord, for helping Michelle and really maturing her in that area, Father. And Father, that her heart to receive and be teachable, Lord, that you teach her, and Lord, that you send the ones to her that will speak the Spirit, the true Spirit of God into her life, the true word of the Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for her spirit and her heart knowing the difference, being able to discern, rightly divide the word of truth, as the Bible says. So Lord, I just speak a blessing over Michelle in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Is there anything else you want to pray about while I got you?
No, not tonight. Praise God. This word was what I needed. So praise God.
Praise Lord. Good, good. Well, thank you, Jesus. All right. Well, you have a beautiful week, sweetie, and I will talk to you another time.
All right. Good night. You have a blessed week, too.
Thank you, sweetie. All right, 402-214, how is Miss Sharon tonight?
Hi, honey. All of a sudden, this phone's making weird noise, but I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
I need a little wisdom from the Lord.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going down the list here. Yeah, I'm not hearing anything on this end, but hopefully
okay,
you'll be able to hear
me. Stop now. I don't hear it either anymore.
Okay, good, good. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for sharing. And Father, I just speak peace to her heart. Lord, I speak the peace of God. The word says, let the peace of God be your guide. Lord, that we have the peace that only you can give, the Prince of Peace. And Lord, I thank you, your word says that if we ask, that if your children ask for bread, that you'll not give them a stone. And Lord, as Sharon asks for your wisdom, Lord, as she asks for your peace, Lord, as she asks for your guidance, Lord, that Lord, as a good father, that you do answer her prayers and you do guide her and you do, Lord, direct her path. And Father, I thank you, Lord. Sharon, it's just like like you would see a parent sometimes that will almost like, you know, put their hand on a little child's face and just say, shh, shh. You know, it's like I sense,
yeah.
You know, like the Lord, they're just, you know, would have you just to be quiet before him some, just to be quiet before him and have to like quiet your heart, you know, to quiet you. You know how we take those little ones sometimes,
yeah.
And we just rock them in our arms and to them just to get their little hearts at peace, you know, and to get them just
right.
To relax, where we can hear the Lord and where that we can sense his leading, because it is so, so difficult when we have anxiety or when we have or really in a turmoil to hear God. It is so much more difficult. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the places that stress Sharon, Lord, and the places where Lord, that would almost feel it's almost like I'm sensing, almost like you would sense that like emergency or dire need, like urgency, I guess that's the word, where you would almost sense like where we'll have that feeling of urgency of I've got to have something now, I've got to know something now, I've got to, you know, like that sense of urgency in our hearts.
Right.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing peace to Sharon. And Father, that for her to know that you are working in the scenes, Lord, that you work behind the scenes, you work in the middle of the scenes, Lord, that you are working in situations. And Father, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, that you work in the hearts of others. But Father, that we know that others have choices of their own, that people, everyone has that ability to choose. You gave us that free will. And so, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that you help Sharon, Lord, just to rest in you, Lord, that she can know that she can depend on you no matter what's going on. That she can rest in your love, that she can rest in your care, Lord, that she can rest in your protection. Lord, even if she feels threatened in some way, Lord, that she can rest in your protection, and Lord, that you'll give her the wisdom that she needs when she needs it. Lord, sometimes you give us instruction when we need instruction. Lord, and you're a God that's right on time. Father, I thank you. For just bringing a quietness to Sharon's soul. But Lord, I thank you for, Lord, as she comes aside with you, as she sits with you, Lord, maybe even fast today with you, Lord, that you will give her the answers that she needs, Lord, and outside interference, Lord, that would try to harass her in any way, whether it's demonic, whether it's people, Lord, but outside interference, it can even be busyness, things from job or whatever, or the outside interference, Lord, that those voices be quietened. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing health to Sharon in every sense, health to her body, Lord, health to her mind, health to her emotions, Lord, health to her finances. Lord, health to her pets. And Father, all of those that she loves, Lord, that you have wholeness in mind. Lord, wholeness, the word says, as many as touch the hem of his garment were made perfectly whole, made perfectly whole. And Father, I speak wholeness over Sharon, nothing missing, nothing broken. Lord, but a wholeness over her, Lord, and the, that security of God, Lord, that security of God to just envelop her heart, envelop her whole being so that she knows that she can trust you and that she can hear you, Lord, that she have the confidence when she hears you to know that she heard you. Lord, that she not second guess herself to go, okay, was that me or was that God? Was that me or was that God?
Exactly.
Lord, that she, yeah, we all been there, done that, sweetie. That she have that confidence, Lord, that no, I'm hearing God. And but above all, Lord, that she feel the peace of God in the middle of whatever she goes through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, honey. Thanks for including Beauty in that. She's not feeling good. My dog. Yeah.
No, I sensed your pet. Too. I didn't know if you had more than one pet or not, but I've just sensed your pet too. So they're dear to your heart, and God cares about what we care about.
Yeah. And then I just had asked if you could pray for a special intention. I don't really want to say what it is, but God knows what it is.
Okay. A special
for a person.
Intention? Okay. Well, Father, you know, Lord, you know the desires of our hearts. Lord, you know what concerns us and the issues that are on the heart and the people that we love. And, Father, I just ask, Lord, that you move in the life of this individual, Lord, that you draw them, Lord, that you bring just the knowledge of God and bring an awareness of the Lord in their life, Lord, that they become very aware of you, very aware that you are aware of them, that they become aware of you and aware that you are aware of them, Lord, of your presence, that you see them, Lord, that you see them. So many people don't realize that God sees them, that God, not just as a God that's a bazillion miles away that looks down on the earth at a bunch of people, but that a God that looks down and sees each individual and everything that's going on in their life and all of their pains and all of their concerns and all of their fears and all of their dreams. But Lord, that this person would become so aware that you have a personal interest in them, that you have a personal investment in them, and Lord, that you have a personal desire for their life, and it's all good. But Lord, that they become very aware of you and that you are very aware of them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks, sweetie.
You're welcome, hon.
You take care.
Okay. You have a good week, sweetie. And I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, 682-738. How's Miss LaShawn tonight?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good, girl. It's good to see you on here. How you been doing?
I've been doing great, hanging in there.
I know that's true. Do you have anything you were wanting to share tonight, or?
No, nothing to share. Just pray and see what the Father got to say. And then I have a special prayer request. My body been up on an attack. They just did my medicine.
Okay. Okay. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for LaShawn, mm-hmm. and Father, I thank you, Lord, for the impact that she has, Lord. Father, I thank you that she's Lord, that she intimidates the powers of darkness, that LaShawn intimidates, Lord, the demonic. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that she draws the attention. You know what, LaShawn, Lord, the sense is, you, you have like an anointing of authority in your life, but you know, when we're out there doing God's will, when we're out there heralding the goodness of God and the love of God and the healing power of God, we get the attention of the enemy too. I mean, the enemy doesn't care too, you know. So, and that sometimes you draw because of the anointing on your life. Sometimes it draws the fire, the firing power of the enemy. It draws the enemy sometimes to try to, that the enemy tries to intimidate you some. Of course, many times the enemy uses people, times he uses just thoughts and things like that. But I sense that times that the enemy tries to intimidate you and just tries to harass you some because you're doing good, because you're out there kicking butt and taking names, and you're out there spreading the word of God. You're praying over people. You're praying deliverance, and there's a real anointing of power on your life. There's an anointing of power for deliverance and that sort of thing. And God gives you the victory. God gives you the victory. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for LaShawn. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that she is, she's like a high-powered rifle, Lord, that she's one that's out there heralding the good news of God, heralding the good news of Christ. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even as the enemy tries to shoot fiery darts, Lord, that she has the shield of the, she has the sword of the Spirit and the shield of God and the breastplate of righteousness, Lord, in that every dart is useless. Every dart falls to the ground. Every fiery dart, Lord, it is turned away and knocked away, Lord, by the Spirit of God that's on her life. And Father, I thank you, Lord, Lord, for bringing health to her, Lord, in every part of her body, that things would come into alignment. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for touching her thyroid. And Lord, I'll receive that one too, Lord, and just giving her even a brand new thyroid, Lord. You have brand new parts for us, brand new body parts for us in heaven, Lord. There is no shortage. Your arm is not short to save. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for regulating things in her body, Lord, that everything would begin to function as it was created to function, Lord, that it would, Lord, all the different things that a thyroid does, Lord, that regulates our chemicals, it regulates, it can affect our cholesterol and everything else, Lord. It regulates so many things in our body, Lord. I just speak to that thyroid to be healed and to function as it was created to function. Lord, even her metabolism and all of that that's connected to thyroid, Lord, to everything to come into alignment, everything to come into normal levels in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for our energy levels to be what they should be. Thyroid gets out of balance, it causes our energy to not be right. If it's hypo, it can make us nervous. If it's below, it can make us sluggish. But Father, for her energy levels to come into normal range, to be, for her to have more energy than she has felt in a long time. But Father, I thank you for the rest of God, Lord, that she come into a season and a period, Lord, of refreshing. Lord, come into a period of refreshing, Lord. Father, that she may not feel like she's battling quite so often, quite so much. Yes, doing the word of the Lord. Yes, spreading the gospel, but not feel like she's in the forefront of battle so often, Lord, that she had a time of refreshing, Lord, enjoying the victories of God in her life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, I need it. My body just feel like it just been up on attack since they adjusted my medicine. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't like that sound effect.
They might need to adjust it another time, or we just believe God for healing, too. But
amen.
Yeah, when they yeah, the thyroid affects so many things, and a lot of people don't realize that how many other parts into your body that a thyroid affects, but it really does. Goodness.
Yeah, I see. Yes, it causes pain in your body. It does a lot. But
it
was telling somebody today, I am believing that God is going to heal us, that this is not my portion, you know.
Absolutely.
It does. It affects a lot.
You know, I just sense we're coming in into a wonderful season of healings and miracles. I mean, I feel it in my heart, such a wonderful time of deliverance, healings, and breakthroughs. Much of it is the season that we're living in, that we're
right.
in that time. You know, it says when where there's darkness, gross darkness, you know, then greater is the light. You know, the light of God shines even brighter. And we've come into dark times. So I believe the light of God and the Spirit of God, then we're going to see breakthroughs like we've never seen in our lifetime.
I believe it. And that's my prayer, too, that God would give us just wisdom on how to take care of our body. You know,
uh-huh.
that miracle we need for our body, our health. Because we battle just, you know, through the food and water, through the atmosphere.
Right.
So I'm just standing on the belief that we're not going to have this, and it ain't going to be too long. And I just
Absolutely.
Believe cancer is going to be defeated. People going to
yep.
have so just a testimony that cancer just going to dry up right in front of the doctor eyes. I just believe it. I sit there and talk to the Father. Call me silly believer, but I just believe it.
Absolutely. I do too. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that has happened in the past, but it's been here and there. It's not been, I think we're going to see
right.
see those sorts of things more often than we have in the past. And I think God's also dealing with a lot of us on how to take care of our bodies by, you know, by eating
yeah.
differently and things like that. I think that is a part of it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, it's attack when, and I try to tell people when you have a certain calling on your life, the enemy
uh-huh.
tag. You operate in that healing and delivering. He tried to attack you and wear you down in your body,
yeah.
in your mind.
Yeah.
That's why we have to stand on the word of God. We have to, you know, the word of God. I'm telling you, when you weak, that word will give you the strength to carry
yes,
on.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
And there's just a time. There's just a time we have to be still, and there's a time we have to rest. Because when you're on the front line, there different people have different calling on
yeah.
their life. Some people are called to be that forerunner, and when you're on that forerunner, there's time you have to go and rest. So you can be recovered, your mind.
Absolutely.
And you, when you rest, you have to rest in that word so he can restore you, revise you. And, you know, we have to remind ourselves we have to do that. We just can't be
yes,
going. There's a time to pull back, too.
Yes, there is. You know, even Moses in the battle, the Lord sent those to hold up his arms because his arms would become so weary.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That would be. And that's why it's so important for the intercessors and the gatekeepers to arise. It's very important because those are the ones going to hold up those that's on the front line, those that, you know, that's doing healing and deliverance, or the prophets, the watcher, seer. You know, in the spirit, you praying, you actually holding up their arm. Because
right.
they, you know, that's why it's so important to pray for the leaders
right.
in this hour, because they are the ones that's getting hit, because they taking hits for others as well.
Yep. Absolutely. And there are times the Lord just pulls us aside to rest and get re-energized
mm-hmm.
and refreshed, you know, and others hold the line. So absolutely. But,
you know, the
enemy will try to attack you, most anybody. I mean, he tries to attack us in the areas of our calling. You know, we're tested
That's
in the areas
right.
of our calling. I mean, we are. But he tries to attack people in the areas of their calling. You know, people that are called to finance, many times they will struggle with finances
That's
until
right.
they finally
right.
break through. People that are called to healing
mm-hmm.
ministries many times will have battle after battle in their body, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then get the victory there. People,
mm-hmm.
you know, the enemy tries to attack us in those areas. So, but God gives us the victory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank you for your prayer. You know, keep me lifted up in prayer, and I'm praying for y'all as well.
Thank you, girl. Well, was there anything else you needed prayer about before I move on, or?
No, can you just pray for my son?
Okay, okay. What's his name?
Jamari.
Jamari. Father, I just thank you, Jamari. And Lord, I thank you for the seeds that have been sown into the life of Jamari. Father, I thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of God hovers around him, Lord, that you have him encircled, Lord, just like the, Lord, even like just the love of a father, Lord, like the arms of God around him in protection. The Father, thank you, Lord, for bringing to his remembrance all of the things that have been planted within him. Lord, the promises of God, the Spirit of God, Lord, even the things that he's known and seen of the past, Lord, that you bring those things to his remembrance. Father, thank you, Lord, for the call of God that's upon his life. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for providing for him, for protecting him, Lord, for bringing abundance of health to him. Father, thank you, Lord, for leading him and guiding him, Lord, in the areas of jobs and things like that. Father, in that he allows you to direct his steps, God. Lord, that you will lead him into the land of plenty, that you will lead him into the land of abundance. And, Lord, it doesn't always look the way we think it will. It may not be the path that we had planned, the path that we thought. And it doesn't always look the way that we wanted, that we think it would look. But, Father, you know the beginning from the end. And, Lord, Father, you do things in a way that brings you great glory. And sometimes, Lord, when you direct us into an area, sometimes it may look like this is not going to be it. I don't see how this will produce what I'm wanting. And Father, you have that beautiful way of bringing something from nothing, that you have that beautiful way of bringing abundance, just like the mustard seed, Lord, that it's one of the smallest seeds but makes one of the largest trees, Lord, that you have that ability to take something as small as a seed and make a tree that produces abundance, abundant fruit, abundance from it, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for working in Jamari's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for proving yourself, for showing yourself large, showing yourself great in his life, Lord, and in it making such an impression on him, Lord, that he cannot deny in any way the goodness and the mightiness and the majesty of God towards him, Lord, just the greatness of who you are. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. Well, you have a great week, sweetie, and be praying for you, and good talking to you.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. 334-590. How's Jayla tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm drink of water. All right. Let's pray for you. I'm you're in a little low on time, so I'm not going to talk a whole lot. Just go ahead and pray for you. Father, I thank you for Jayla. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for I'm just hearing the word securing. I'm actually hearing like securing. God securing your future. God securing you to the plans of God, to his plans. God, it's like, you know, like when I hook up my horse trailer, you know, I hook it onto the ball in the back of my truck, but then we have chains that secures that trailer. You know, there's chains on both sides of that even though it's connected to that ball, those chains that we hook to like the big, some big, like hook things in there, it's like secures it, that even if it were to come off the ball, those chains would help it, would keep it from like, you know, flying down the road, you know, so even if something were to come disconnected, that it's secured to the bed of my pickup. And that's why I'm hearing it like securing, God securing you. So that even, you know, even if there are times that you feel a little insecure, that you feel like maybe, what if I'm on the wrong path? I'll put it like, you know, like if you're walking with your God and you're thinking, Lord, what if I made a mistake here? What if this was not the right job, or what if this was not the right place for me, that for you to know that God has secured you to him, that you are secured to him, and that you're not going to make a step that's going to, like, just have you flying loose. That you're secured to God. He has got you. He's got you secured. So, you know, yeah, we make mistakes, and sometimes we might, you know, we might hear wrong or something. But, and this is not that you have. This is more a God, like, letting you know that you can have confidence, that you can be at rest and at peace, that you are secure in him, that even if you make a little mistake somewhere, he's going to get you right back on course. Even if you are not absolutely sure that you've heard God on some things and you think, you know, I think this is what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not absolutely sure, that you don't have to be in fear of that any, that that God's not going to let you just go flying out into space. I mean, he's got you secured. He's got you tethered. And that, yeah, we make some wrong moves here and there, but he just corrects us a little bit, brings us back into course. So it's like, so this is not about you having made a wrong decision. This is about you having the confidence and the rest that, you know, even if I mess up a little, God's going to help me, and he's going to get me right back on course, and I can rest in him, and I can know that I'm secure in the Lord, no matter what's going on. That if I run to God, he'll lock me right back on, and he'll get me right back on path. And so it's, you know, I know when I was quite a bit younger, I would, you know, if I made a mistake, sometimes I would almost feel like, oh my God, I made a mistake. You know, that'll put me out from under God's covering, and the enemy can attack me. You know, and I would go through that sometime and just thinking, oh no, I'm, you know, I messed up, and you know, I'm vulnerable now. You know, I would feel vulnerable because I messed up somewhere. And God's not like that. You know, he's a good father, and he's not like that. You know, and when our heart is to obey and our heart is to walk into alignment of his will, sometimes we might get a little confused. We might not be sure, and we make some mistakes, but we just run to him. And all the while knowing that he's got us, and that he's gonna bring everything right back into alignment with him, and that all is going to be well because he's got us secured. He's got us secured to him. He's, you know, we're locked on, and then he's got, you know, just like that trailer, you know, it's got chains on both sides. We're not going to go just flying off into wherever, you know, that we're secured. So it's just, you know, what I said, just the Lord reassuring you in his love and his care and his keeping power over you in your life, that you don't have to be overly concerned about making a mistake anywhere. You don't have to be overly concerned of, okay, I'm not hearing him, I'm not 1,000% sure. God loves you, and he's gonna get you where he needs you, where he wants you, because your heart is to obey and your heart is to be obedient, in Jesus' name. Lord, I just bless Jayla, and Lord, I speak a blessing of the Lord over her and the peace of God over her. And Lord, just the abundance of God's goodness. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's exactly what I needed to hear tonight, because I've been thinking a lot about just some past decisions and different things that I've been doing, and it's been making me feel like I kind of have put myself in a position where I'm delaying myself for, like, certain things that God has in store for me. And, you know, I've just been backtracking and trying to understand, like, where could I have gone wrong? And it kind of, it's always a thing that I'm like a perfectionist, where I feel like I have to do everything in a certain way and, you know, in a certain order, when I feel like I'm not obtaining certain things, specifically like goals and things that I have for myself. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. And I know this is something truly I have to, like, rest in God and knowing, like, you know, that his promises still remain and things of that nature. Yeah. He's not a man that he should lie, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, you know, there is a time frame with things at times. But, you know, we can get into self-condemnation and just second-guessing. And, you know, we can get into worry and everything else, trying to make sure. But I understand, you know, when God has spoken things over our lives and we don't always know the time frame, you know, there's things God has spoken over my life that some of them it took 20 or 30 years to come to pass. There's other things he might speak and, you know, 6 months later it may be there. A month later it may be there. So there's a maturity, you know, there's a maturing time, you know, just like the word says, there's a time for everything. But praise God, he helps us through the way and he just lets us know that he's got us through it all. Well, was there anything you wanted prayer about, sweetie?
Specifically, I've been having, like, I don't know, I just feel like my body is kind of, like, out of whack right about now. So just praying for, I guess, alignment and things. My body is my health.
Okay. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your healing power. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you do all things well. You do all things well, Lord. And, Lord, that order comes from God, Lord, that you like things. You created order. And, Father, I thank you, Father, for putting the things in Zayla's body in order. Lord, that if there be chemicals, if there be an imbalance anywhere, in it can be chemicals, electrolytes, any number of things that go on in our body that can get out of whack, can get out of order, and can make us feel really bad, can make us, it can just kind of upset the apple cart. And Father, I thank you, Father, for bringing things in order in Zayla's body. And Lord, bringing a peace to her body. Lord, even where vitamins and things are concerned, Father, sometimes, Lord, that you lead us to eat certain things or to omit certain things that allows our body to come into the peace and the healing that it needs. And Father, I just speak to pain to go, that no pain can remain. No pain can remain. Lord, you bore our pain and our sorrows. And Lord, we don't have to have pain because you bore it. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for bringing a peace and a rest to Jayla's body. And Lord, a time of healing, a time of restoration in her body, that everything in her body that's needing a rest, that's needing just the peace of the Spirit, the peace of God to invade all the muscles, all the nerves, all of the organs of her body, Lord, that just the wholeness and the peace of God come to it. And Lord, that there come a balance of things in her body. Lord, where if one thing is overactive and something else underactive, that it really throws our body out of kilter. But Lord, I just speak a balancing in her body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, always, for being so thankful and so sweet. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Well, I speak a blessing over you, girl, and I will talk to you again.
Okay, thank you. Good night, and God bless.
God bless you too, sweetie. And I'm going to have to say I'm sorry. I am completely out of time. It's given me the prompt to cut the show off. I've still got several callers left, so I'm so sorry wasn't able to get to everyone and pray that maybe you can call back into Randy's program at 9 o'clock or call back next Monday. But I just speak a blessing over each and everyone. May God just pour out his blessing and his healing and his love on you this week. In Jesus' name, amen.